There's also a chance where we could sell the rights to all our towers to a third-party communication company as well. That's not at a dollar amount that I think is fair right now. It's about $1 million. But if you extrapolate the potential that we have over the next 15 to 30 years, I think we're far in excess of that. So $1 million is really about 60% of the revenue that I see coming in off that going fast. So we've decided not to execute that, but to execute off the off of just the AT&T contract and make sure we're in place with a 3% raise from there.
Wonderful. Thank you, Chief.
You're welcome.
Thanks for working so hard on that. I know that it was probably a thorn in your side for for some time, so thank you for working so hard on that. Moving down to the new business discussion and possible action regarding per diem. Again, this would be Chief Eaton bringing this to us.
So a question was raised at the last conference of why we pay what we pay for per diem and why we do what we do for per diem. So what we found out is Pepper and I, Pepper Corbin, the business manager, and I contacted Pinal County, who's the agency we work for. And Pinal County utilizes the GSA, the Government Services Agreement contract, to pay out per diem. The board had, in the past, agreed not to provide per diem on the last day of travel for what's called the winter conference up in Laughlin. It was a decision the board made, but that's what they've done from that part, and that's why we didn't pay per diem for that day. We have received, since we returned back, fiscal year 2016 meal and expenses breakdown from the GSA that has raised our daily rate of $45 to $51. So we should compensate, or we have the potential to compensate up to $51. The GSA breaks down for those conferences that could be in maybe a rural setting to a very urban setting. For example, New York to maybe Kansas City would be a very different meal schedule. So under the GSA for our Arizona branch, we are at a $51 per day compensation rate. For our conference in Laughlin, we're at a $51 compensation rate. And for conferences that may happen in the Metro Phoenix area, Metro Tucson area, we're at a $51 rate of what we do. Typically, what we pay is we pay also at the federal GSA rate for mileage. You receive that as a per diem check up front, and you received in the past $45 for per diem per day. That way, you receive that money up front. It required no expense out of your pocket, and it required no receipts to be turned in that Pepper and I get to manage and put together and send into the county. So there's a little bit of efficiency built in there as well. But the choice was not to pay on Sunday coming back. Question was asked, can we pay real expenses? Absolutely. We can pay real expenses for any board member. Pinal County will recognize that other than the GSA, which is fine. The only thing they recommend is if we use real expenses, that they truly are real expenses if you've incurred from that. So you wouldn't receive per diem for fuel going to the conference. You pay for your own hotel. You'd be responsible for paying for all your own meals and then turning in all those receipts back to Pepper Corbin, the business manager, and then she and I would manage those going forward. So there's much more paperwork on the back end. The other thing it comes into is what's called this first and last day of travel and meals provided and conference fees. So Pinal County for real costs will not reimburse for a breakfast if a breakfast is provided at the conference. They will not provide for a lunch if a lunch is provided with that conference, and they'll only pay for a dinner constituting what that portion of the day is, and they've broken off their cost into breakfast, lunch, and dinner that you'll see across for those. So there's much more paperwork involved for the business manager and I to manage that process, but that is a potential that we can go through with Pinal County as we pushed it to our contacts for special districts here in Pinal County. So it's completely up to the board of what they want to do. I was asked to present why do we do what we do and what are our options. But we've contacted the board special services person, and she's asked us and responded back that they want us to follow ARS, or the Arizona Revised Statute 48-8052, which determines the compensatable rate and payable rate to district personnel. The Pinal County agencies feel that any and all compensation falls under the statute, as for the per diem rate that the district would use to decide which one in our best cost, either real cost or the GSA rate would meet our needs. We feel that if you're using the GSA rate, that's a good one, and it's defendable in a court of law.
Okay.
Great. You're welcome.
I think that satisfies my interest. And the reason part of that came up was us three were in the statutory classes, and they told us we shouldn't be being paid a per diem, we should be paying real costs. And so we conferred with Chief to talk to our lawyer to find out, are we within legal bounds to do what we were doing? And so I think, you know, when it comes to, at least from my perspective, you guys can, we can change that if you guys want, but we can leave things as they are until we come close to the next conference, and then we can decide how to go forward. What do you guys think?
I agree. Yeah, one of the things, Roger Taylor speaking, one of the things that had me concerned was it, with this particular board, I don't think anyone here is going to argue about $45 or $51 one way or the other. But it was also brought up in those meetings that there are board members in the state, because it's a non-paid position, that don't even have a car that would get them to a conference, and that $51 could be a critical issue for them. Being a board member shouldn't cost you money. It's one thing to do this for free, it's something else if it's costing you money to do these things. And that really was my concern. It wasn't about me personally or anybody inside of Arizona City at this point on the board. It was about, you know, the future potential. And like this board, there's a lot of decisions that have been made that three of us could neither take the credit for, like hiring the chief, or take any other responsibility for. And so, and yet we get to live with the results of those decisions. And so that was really it. Chief and I have talked about it, and I'm perfectly satisfied with whatever the board does. And that was one of the things that they brought up, was that we should be, as a board, making that kind of determination before any travel as a group. Each time we do that.
Right. Yeah. So that's a good policy.
It's going to come up again, and I'm perfectly satisfied with the answers that we've got.
So we can revisit that, what, in May?
Or June.
June, as the next thing will be in July, since they moved it on us this year. Okay, everyone's satisfied with that then. Okay, going back to old business discussion and possible action regarding fire chief evaluation, and we'll ask Chief, first of all, Chief, would you like that to be in an open session or a executive session?
Executive.
Sessions, okay. So I would like to make a motion that we move to executive session with Chief's presence at that meeting.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. At this point, we will move into executive session, so we get to say goodbye to all you guys for a while.
Just a little while. Come back. It's nice to have everybody here.
Yeah, it was. January 20th, 2016.
Okay, we are back in regular session, and not sure exactly. We are on number two of our old business discussion and possible action regarding the fire chief's evaluation. And what do I need? So we're open for discussion. Do we have any discussion regarding item number two?
My only comments are, I think the chief's done an excellent job since he's been here. He's just totally, totally amazed me with his ability to look at the whole scope of the finances of the district and beyond, as far as what we need to do to increase revenue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And his involvement in the community is fantastic, and he's made my day. So I appreciate everything you've done, Chief. And with that, I think at least I hope that the board will do everything possible to retain you as long as we can in the position you're in. And that, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any discussion? I know I personally have been impressed with Chief's involvement with the community and getting the fire board or fire district involved in the community. I think it's important, especially as he's been involved in the schools, because those are our future firefighters. And our kids will never grow up to want to be a firefighter if they're never exposed to firefighters, if they're never exposed to that to begin with. And so the fact that they've been in the schools, influencing the schools and doing that, that's a big deal to me. And so, Chief, I definitely appreciate all that you've done.
Thank you.
For the district.
And I, Roger Taylor speaking, we have to say that for the recorder, excuse me. When I was first approached about considering coming to the board, I have to say that I had some great reservations about it. I've lived here long enough to know that there have been some previous past issues. And then I met the chief, and he's my kind of guy. He's not looking in the past, he's looking in the future. And so for that reason, and another friend, Tim, our chairman, I made the decision that if I could be a part of something that's moving forward, I would be glad to donate the time and the energy to do that. And the chief is just absolutely almost overwhelming, and I don't use those terms lightly, so thank you for all you've done.
Anything else? Okay, well then I'd like to make a motion that we increase Chief Heaton's salary to $121,000. Along with that, we will pay his health benefits, and we will also contribute to the retirement fund of his choice, equivalent to what would be paid into to either PRS or ASPRS, is that right? And that we would tie that together with a 5-year contract effective tomorrow morning. Do I have a second on that?
I second that. Okay. Steve Ross seconds that.
And that was Tim McCain making the motion. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So be it. With that, I think that we are done with our current meeting. And the next meeting will be February 17th at 6 p.m. And agenda items will be due when?
9th.
On the 9th. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do I have to have a motion for adjournment? Okay. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion.
I think we have a motion by Betty. We have a motion by Betty and a second by Steve. We'll say that much. And
I snooker Steve coming in. It'll be 35 minutes or less. He's like, hey! All
right. Meeting is adjourned at 8:03.
Can we change the second?